The new Xbox 360. Here today, ready for tomorrow.
5 hour energy over was born. Tom, it is a pleasure to have you back on. How are you today?
Well, good, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me. Good to have you. Ultimately, why do you feel that the Big Ten was a better fit for the school than the Big 12?
Well, we're not a Sun Belt team here, and a lot has been made recently about population shifts and where the wealth is and where the athletes are, and the Big 12 is sort of a vertical league where we have a number of our schools that are in the Sun Belt, and we're at the north end of things. And I would say also that we felt very comfortable in the old Big 8. The Big 12 was an amalgamation of the Southwest Conference and the Big 8 Conference. I think it was a good league. It is a good league today, and we have no complaints about it. But we just felt that our culture, the way we do things, our outlook on things probably was a little bit more similar to the Big Ten, and that the Big Ten was a better fit. Some people say, well, we did it for the money, and actually we will probably be less well off financially for a few years at least. Had we stayed in the Big 12, we would have been probably better off. But it was mainly fit, culture, and just a feeling of that the Big Ten was stable, was going to be there for the next 50 or 100 years, and we liked the people there. And it's not a knock on the Big 12, but just a move that we thought was in our best interest.
You know, there's a lot of information in that response. Tom Osborne joining us. In terms of doing it for the money, I mean, I don't know that that's a bad reason in and of itself, because it is a business. Maybe in the short term you don't make more money, but in the long term, will you, by making that move?
Well, we don't know, because, you know, we don't know what the next Big 12 contract will look like in 2016. We don't know for sure what the next contract for the Big Ten Network will be either. But we do feel that it will be very solid in the Big Ten for a long time forward. And so we think it's a good move financially. Whether it would be better than the old Big 12 or not, I really can't tell you right now. The Big 12 or the Big Ten Network does give you national exposure, which is good for recruiting, and we think there are some good things about it. The Big Ten has a very different approach than the Big 12. The Big 12 let each school keep a certain amount of money depending on the number of appearances they had on television. The Big 12 will allow each school to have their own television network. The Big Ten is more or less one for all and all for one. So most everything goes into a common pot, and no one has their own network. And whether that's good or bad, I don't know, but that's just the way it is. And I think that's one reason that they have had a good deal of stability, because there aren't so many cases of the haves and have-nots. And so for better or worse, we're there. We're looking forward to it, and I think it'll be a good fit for us.
Nebraska Athletic Director Tom Osborne joining us. You know, I wonder, you mentioned the Big 8, and it was such a good time back in the day to be in the Big 8, and then you go to the Big 12. Could you make any kind of argument that although you had success there and you tried to be a good member of that conference, that there was always something a little bit off, that it didn't quite ever seem like a really natural fit? Is that fair?
I think that's probably fair. As I, you know, sometimes when leagues merge, people just say, well, you just change your schedule around and everything will be fine. But every league has a little bit different way of doing things. There's a different culture. And so essentially we pretty much mashed together the Big 8 and the old Southwest Conference, probably without a lot of thought or without a lot of preparation or a lot of working through whatever differences there might have been. And I would have to say that there were not major conflicts, major differences. You know, we like the people in the Big 12 South, but I don't think that that was ever quite as comfortable for us as the old Big 8 had been.
Will it be tough to walk away from a rivalry with Oklahoma, or maybe had that begun to dissipate when you started to play them every other year?
Yeah, the Oklahoma rivalry was really important, because I think over a period of roughly 30 years, there were 29 times that the Nebraska-Oklahoma game determined either the winner of the Big Eight Conference or at least the co-champion, and quite often had national championship implications. So it was a tremendous rivalry. We enjoyed it. I think they enjoyed it. But when the Big 12 was formed, the Oklahoma decided that they wanted to go to the Southern Division of the Big 12, and that left us in the North. And we had asked and wanted to preserve that rivalry on an annual basis. But for whatever reason, I think they decided that they faced South. They had the annual game with Texas, and so they went to the South Division, which meant that we played Oklahoma 2 years, home and home, and then we'd have 2 years we didn't play them. And I think when that happened in 1996, the rivalry was never quite the same. It's still there. Our fans remember it. Their fans remember it. But when you don't play every year, it's really hard to say, well, this is really a big game. It's a big rivalry.
Hall of Famer Tom Osborne joining us. You know, I'm curious. You're trying to bring the program back, and you're having success, and you're making progress. A move like this, is that going to make it more or less challenging to get the program back to where you need it to be in terms of competition on the field?
Well, Jim, we think it'll be better. You know, we recruit nationally here. Now, we have a strong presence in Texas. We have a lot of relationships with coaches down there, and I think we will continue to recruit Texas and some of the old Big Eight school states. But we recruit nationally, and so we'll get a player from the East Coast. We'll get a couple from California. We'll get one from Washington or Oregon. We'll get somebody from Florida. And then we try to preserve our base in Nebraska. So we're all over the place. And, of course, there's a lot of people in the Big Ten area, and a lot of those areas aren't too far from us. And so we will probably gain a little bit in that area. But I don't know that it's going to affect our recruiting all that much. And we feel the stability of the league. And then one thing I haven't mentioned, there were some very, very strong academic considerations. The Big Ten is a league that does a lot of cooperative research where you may have two or three schools go together to propose a research grant. And generally speaking, we assume that that'll be $50 to $100 million more in research dollars coming to the university. They also share a lot of common IT facilities, so theoretically we can access what's in the library at Penn State here, what's at Purdue, and so a lot of common activity academically that we think will be very, very powerful and very important to us.
Tom Osborne, my guest. You know, before you go, you touched on something that's always on the minds of Nebraska fans. You mentioned Texas, where you've always had success recruiting, and you mentioned that you expect that to continue. If you're a kid in Texas, will Nebraska be as attractive in the Big Ten as you were in the Big 12?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've done a little bit of research on that, and that we have some commitments from Texas right now. And so far, no player that's already committed to us has said, well, you know, that changes my mind. They still say they're coming to Nebraska. I think there'll be some young men that will say, well, you know, that's kind of different. I look forward to playing at Michigan. I'd enjoy playing in the Horseshoe at Ohio State, and that's kind of an adventure. Some will find that attractive. And there'll probably be some that will say, no, if I don't play at least a few games right here in the state of Texas every year, I'm not interested. So it can work both ways on the Texas recruits, but so far, we really haven't seen anybody that's been disaffected by that move.
I would finally ask you this. I've always been very interested in the Nebraska brand. You have your own brand, certainly. The Big Ten has a brand. How do you think those two brands will mesh?
Well, I think very well, and that's one reason why we made the move. We've put a lot of emphasis on academics here. We feel that we've been fairly consistent over the years. We've had two or three years we weren't quite as good as we'd like to be. But I think our outlook, our philosophy is very similar to what you'll find at the University of Iowa, at Wisconsin, Minnesota, Penn State, Ohio State. I know a lot of those people, a lot of those coaches. And so I think we'll be a good fit. And but, you know, only time will tell. Nothing's perfect. I'm sure we'll have some things to work out. But I like Jim Delaney. He's been very straight, very straightforward with us. And one thing Jim mentioned to us that really caught my attention was he said, we're going to spend a lot of time making sure that you feel comfortable, that you understand our culture, that the people in the Big Ten understand you guys. They're sending a team of people out here in August to work with us on any rule changes, on anything that may take place. And so that's the kind of preparation I think that will bode well for the future. And so we think their approach has been very good so far.
I've got a feeling maybe you didn't hear quite enough of that when you were back in the Big 12.
Yeah, I would say that was something that didn't happen, and it was just sort of, as I said, we just all of a sudden merged two leagues and probably didn't do enough preparation in that way that might have been somewhat helpful.
About this, finally, what kind of marks would you give Bo Pelini in terms of the way he's handled himself and that football team since he's been hired?
Well, Bo is an excellent coach. He really understands defense. I don't know if there's anybody better, and he's put together a very good staff. They work hard. They've recruited well. They've really gotten our players to buy in, and, you know, we've lost a few games, but I think from where we were to where we are today, we've made a huge improvement, and I think Bo has really grown as a head coach. He's begun to understand all the things that you have to do. Being an assistant is one thing, being a head coach is different. And so I saw him make some really significant strides, I think, in that regard the last couple of years. And so right now we feel pretty good about where we are. I think we have good players, we have good staff, we have a good culture here, and should have a very good football team.
15 full minutes with a Hall of Famer, the AD at Nebraska, won a couple of national championships outright and a share of a third. Tom Osborne has been our guest. Tom, thank you very much. I really appreciate the conversation.
Well, thanks, Jim.
I enjoyed it. Thank you very much. Good luck. Tom Osborne.